Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats.
This is a podcast about mom life, boss life, and body life.
Real conversations about self-discovery and the journey of becoming more mindful in this crazy Zen life.
We low budget.
We are low budget, but we are on location today. We are recording live. Well, we always record live because, we're talking
we're alive.
At the same time. But we're recording in our hotel room in Chicago.
On a girl's trip.
On a girl's trip. And today...
With 5% battery.
With 5% battery. So for sure, you're going to get a snippet of us in Chicago, and then we're going to have to wrap this up, like, back in the home studio. And you're probably going to hear an extensive amount of fire trucks and ambulances, because that's what we've been listening to for the past two days.
Yeah.
But we have a guest with us on our girls' trip.
A very important guest.
For me, this is like the, like, my world's coming together. I've got my college bestie. I've got my grown-up bestie. And we're all together.
All together.
All together now. So this is fantastic. So welcome, Christian Shahadi.
Yay!
To Crazy Zen Life.
Is there applause? We should have an insert.
You should.
Like applause.
Insert applause now.
You know what? We're going to do that.
You know what? I'm going to YouTube that on the plane home.
Year one.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not going to YouTube that because the computer's going to die.
Also true.
Oh, but you could use your phone for the YouTubes.
Yeah.
The YouTubes. I think that's a part of growing older. You just put the in front of everything.
And absolutely. You pluralize.
And pluralize. Say you're like, I'm going to the Kroger's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to the Walmart's.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's just part of it.
Another
part of growing up and getting older is your girls' trips kind of mature.
They do.
They take a turn.
They go from, like, in your 20s, you're trying to rage at the bar until they kick you out.
Like, I totally agree. I was that rager.
You're like, last call, that means I get one more round. Woo! Now, it's 9 o'clock and we're like, do we have it in us to keep one more drink? I don't know. I mean, it's sad, but yet I like it.
It's just different.
It's just different.
Vibe. There's a need for self-care and reflection and time and not as much, you know, free abandon to, like, you know, go crazy.
Exactly.
Delicious food, though. Yeah. I think you up your cuisine, you just ex-nay on the other stuff.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I mean, I think when I think of a girl's trip, I want to do yoga. Yeah. I want to get a blowout.
Yeah.
And I want to drink good wine and eat good food.
Like, and go to the spa.
Oh, duh.
Which we hit all of those things yesterday.
Yes.
It was a very productive day.
It was
the most productive, unproductive day we've ever had.
Exactly. Productive, mm-hmm. unproductive.
Yes, mm-hmm. I didn't do shit, but I did so much shit.
Yes. I did a lot of...
didn't do shit.
Not, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Fantastic. And then, you know, I almost fell asleep in the bar. It's fine.
Yeah. Ma'am. Your eyes closed?
Ma'am, are you okay?
Ma'am. Ma'am. Yeah. So, you know, as you get older, you just realize that it's who you surround yourself with that really matters.
But I do want to talk about our cuisine real quick, because we crushed it. Because back in the 20s, when I took girls' trips, I was, like, eating a creepy cheeseburger in the corner. I mean, but today...
You're searching out the best restaurants.
We're searching out. We had delicious ramen last night.
Oh.
So good.
Ramen-san?
Yeah.
And then
we had delicious sushi as well.
Yes.
With the... very eclectic sauces.
The sauce art. I didn't even know sauce art was a thing. But when you can make a dragon out of a sauce that accompanies a sushi roll.
I mean, you could see the scales.
It was so intense.
Mm-hmm. And then we had the vegan.
Yeah. Oh, the vegan breakfast?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
The smorgasbord.
Amazing.
I think we ordered 90% of the menu.
Well, Brittany is the queen of over-ordering.
Oh, yeah.
I think that you have to have one of those on the trip.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have someone who's like, listen, I'm going to be in charge of
ordering all the things.
Yeah, and then we all get to try everything. And then that's...
Yeah.
Because you want to make sure you get all the flavors.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Can't lose any... No flavors left behind.
Yeah, right.
No flavors left behind. That's a very good tagline. Just a few bites of all.
That's why tapas restaurants work so well.
Agreed.
Such a good idea.
Because you can get everything.
It's like every restaurant should really just offer that as a...
Yeah. It's like...
a menu sampling.
But this is also what gets me. Every time I go to tapas, like, I'm going through the Taco Bell drive-thru on the way home, because I'm like, I'm still fucking hungry, and I spent $200 on nibbles.
Yes.
But I'm like, they were delicious, but I'm like, I didn't really fill up the tank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need a little something else.
I mean, tapas restaurants are basically just appealing to an inner three-year-old.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like, just give me a little bit, and then be on your way.
And then I'm
done. But why do we feel like it's so important for us to take girls' trips?
I really like how you just segued that,
I Kristen. Know. It's like you've done this before. It's like you've been listening to Crazy Zen Life or something.
Maybe.
Wow.
I just feel like it's important to talk about that, right?
It is
like,
important.
Aside yes. from what we've done, because they are very different, but why is it important as a woman, as you get older, to carve out that time?
It's like,
which is really tricky to carve out that time.
Yeah, 100%.
Because schedules have to align.
We came in, literally forgot half of the things that we needed.
Right. We did.
That's sad. We are in charge of keeping humans alive, right. And we forgot.
But that's why.
That's
why.
Forget.
Critical. Yeah. We correct. Forgot toothbrushes.
Like
and
I
deodorant.
Know, for me, it's like I've got to get everybody else everywhere else, and then I show up, and I'm the one that looks a mess, has no makeup on my face, my hair looks like a broomstick, and and I am like, well, if I don't have it, I'll buy it. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like,
okay, we're here now.
But everybody else is packed, organized, schedule's done.
Right.
You know. You get this, you get that, you pick up here. I mean, everything else is done. But
like, and it's important to mention Kristen has 5 children.
Mm-hmm.
5.
Yeah.
That's a lot of humans.
Yes.
And she runs her own business.
Yes.
A highly successful salon in Virginia.
Glow Studios.
Mm-hmm. Check it out on
check
the Insta.
Check us out on the Instagram.
On the Instagram.
On the gram.
On the,
or the Instagram.
But you bring up a good point. I mean, it's you are facilitating so much for the other humans in your life that you do take a back seat. So this is when girls' trips, you can get in the front seat. You can call shotgun.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And just not have to think about the others for a minute.
Yeah. I mean, you have to fill that bucket. I mean, there's so many things that we are constantly giving to other people that, and as much as I love my husband, like, I cherish my girl time because you guys fill up a bucket that my husband can't.
Sure.
Like, you know, your girls are, they are a cornerstone.
I like this visual of the buckets. It's
yeah.
good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The bucket fillers. There's multiple buckets.
There's some, yeah.
So this definitely buckets. Fills up a bucket that, if you don't do it, doesn't get filled and is potentially a void.
But it's essential for your, like, clarity and for your just overall well-being is to be around, you know, I know for us, like, it's the girl time that makes the most sense.
Yes.
It's where all the magical therapy happens.
Well, also, too, like, you can be more honest. You can break down that vulnerability and kind of, even if you're talking about surface stuff, which I, you know, maybe you are, maybe you aren't, but you get to have that chance to be, like, just release.
Yes.
If you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In a safe space. I think that's huge. And it builds community, which we've always talked about.
Yeah.
How important that is.
It is. And I think, like, because men are very black and white thinkers, whereas women, we think in a lot of color. So it's nice when you can have a thought and you know that you're going to understand it the way that it's coming out.
Correct.
Versus, like, an obscure way of thinking about said thought.
Yes.
So it's just, you don't have, it's just not hard.
As I've gotten older, I really wish that I could just dissect the psychology of the, you know, man and woman brain, because they truly are so different.
Isn't it amazing that we, like, go together?
I mean,
so different. And I always wonder, I'm like, we're programmed to, you know, want to be together in some circumstances. I'm like, why? How does this work? Are we sure about this? Do we need to reread the manual?
Yeah.
I feel like this might be something.
Sometimes you wish there was a manual.
Right. Right.
Like, can I just follow the directions, please? Turn to page 4.
Right.
Section 2B. I don't know.
Yes. Well, it makes perfect sense why people would sometimes choose otherwise.
Totally makes sense. I'm like,
absolutely.
I'm out. I'm out this.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me.
But the recharge time is very nice.
It's necessary. Yeah. I love it.
One of my other favorite things about girls' trips is that I can look just a ratchet mess and y'all don't care.
No. It's great.
You guys are just like, I'm over here looking ratchet too.
Absolutely.
I mean, we don't have, you can have, like, these grandiose plans to go out, but you really just want to stay in you know, or be in your sweatpants. Isn't that just lovely?
We're just trying to get comfy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great. We spent so much time yesterday not in makeup. Like, I mean, we tooling around as tourists in Chicago with no mascara.
Well, and then we ended up at dinner, and I had a poncho on.
Yeah.
And Brittany had her pajama romper on.
Yeah, had a pajama
and
romper.
I mean, truly, you know, ended up ended the night that way. And yeah. I don't think that that was expected, but there was certainly no picking out of the perfect outfit and right. dolling up and making sure that everything was
from that neck up, we looked flat.
We were banging. It was in it. But there were a couple places we tried to go into that we couldn't because we had on tennis shoes. And we were like, proper attire required. Like, oh, yeah, that's not us. We have to go.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Friday night in Chicago, and we're, like, kicking it in sneaks.
And a poncho.
And a poncho.
I mean, at one point, and I was pajamas. Like, I definitely think I'm the only person in this room with a poncho on. Like,
well, okay. Let's recap for a moment about that opportunity.
I had an idea.
Okay. So, and not just... Here's the thing. When Brittany gets committed to an idea, like... It's like Indiana Jones trying to find the Temple of Doom. Like, you're just going in deep, you are going to do it.
Shannon and I are just following.
We're just here for the ride. We're like, okay, girl.
I had an idea. We wanted to get a astrology reading.
Well,
or whatever she read.
Right. Yes. First, we're sitting at
the voodoo
after having delicious ramen, and Brittany's like, "Ooh, yeah, maybe we can get like a tarot card reading or something." And Chris and I were like, "I don't know." Okay.
Great idea.
So she finds this place. I think it was like the Spiritual Boutique, and we're like, "Okay," but it doesn't have a website. I don't know. There were just so many signs pointing no in this direction.
Right.
But then Brittany decides, "No, we're
found a different place.
We're here, but we could just find something new." So we're like, all right, out the door we go, getting our little, you know, handheld map on our phone, which also, by the way, none of us can fucking read a map. Like, we've been saying it all weekend, like, we would never be the ones you would want to pick to take on The Amazing Race because we will get you lost.
Absolutely, no, for sure. Every time.
We were turning around. I mean, it was...
If The Amazing Race was, I could find delicious cuisine and travel around the sweatpants.
A tarot card reader at 11 p.m., all those things. So on the quest last night, we're looking, we're walking, it's, you know, we're finding a lady who can read,
and she's
open till 11, so we're like, okay, this is nice. So we're walking by the door, which we kind of think she could be in, but we're not really sure, because there's not, like, a name on the door, or a sign. There's no indication that said lady is here doing what the internet says she's doing. So Brittany's like, I'm just going to call her.
I did. And she said... I'm not taking more appointments. But I don't even know if she was really there.
There
was no sign. There was no indication
that there was any sort of business.
And I asked her.
Of
I was
that
like,
nature
we're
whatsoever.
We're on 46 Chicago Ave. Are you here? She said, yes, but I'm not taking any more appointments tonight. I'm like, oh.
Yes, it was
But can
very,
you just wave from a window?
No, I just
like,
need to know
let me know you
plate.
Exist. Like, right. I just need to know.
So then Brittany sees this.
Bar,
which was the exact opposite of the things that we had said that we wanted to do.
I did not know this going in.
Don't.
I was like, oh, look,
this
here.
Is another thing that on your girls' trips when you get older, you don't want to be in a bar where you have to yell
and
to
where
hear people.
Everybody in the bar is...
Which we probably were the most appropriately dressed for that bar.
I didn't know
I
denim
know.
Skirts were back
I don't
in.
Know
They're, they are a thing.
A poncho
yeah.
was
You again, you're definitely the only one in a poncho.
Bar, because if you even lift up your arm, you get a drink spilled on you.
Yeah, it was packed with a bunch of young professionals. We'll say, we walk in, here's what we were greeted to.
It's going
down. I'm yelling timber. And I was like, oh, here we are. And immediately you're welcomed with a giant game of beer pong. Going on.
Which, by the way, they all really sucked at.
I know. I was kind of like,
get it together, son.
This is, your cuppage is bullshit. I don't know why you have it stacked the way you have it stacked.
No.
I don't know if there's new regulation rules or whatnot.
It could be.
But let's let the old lady school y'all a little bit on the beer pong.
I just want to be like,
we didn't get that far.
We didn't.
No.
Because I looked at the thing and I was like, you know what? This is the kind of place that's going to serve a wine in a plastic cup. And I don't know if I want to do that. So we get to the bar.
And you might throw up.
We had to wait. And I was like,
well, we couldn't even get too close to the bar.
And it's the kind of place where they're not looking at us for, like, you three, you need a drink? How can I help you? It is like, scan, scan, scan. Don't make eye contact with your people. Like, they don't want us there to begin with. And we're like,
that is so true.
They yeah. did. They were like, stop.
They were like, she's got pajamas on and she's got a
right.
Look
on
the poncho.
Look away.
Look away.
Yeah.
It's not good.
It wasn't good. So we had to leave. We called an audible.
So we left. And then we just went to a chill little lounge, and I almost fell asleep. And
you did. We had to keep you
awake. Hooray for the girls' trip.
Oh, yeah. Like, ma'am, are you okay? Ma'am?
Ma'am. Your eyes are rolling back in your head.
It's so funny. And then we all slept together in one king-size bed.
I
think that's hilarious.
We did. And we made it a point to get a rollaway bed brought up here, and it's still sitting where they dropped it off. Because we're like, let's snuggle.
We'll just walk around it.
Yeah.
So your computer has 1% left.
1%.
Yeah.
We made it.
It's good, though.
We did it.
It's one of the things that got forgotten on this journey is the
toothbrush, deodorant, and a power cord.
But you know what I'm not going to forget about this trip?
What?
The amazing time that I had.
There you go.
Not going to forget that.
Nope. Bring it on home, Shannon.
That's it.
Take it up.
Write
it down.
Doing it.
All right. Well,
thanks for letting me join, girl.
Hey, thanks for being on it, my friend.
I love it.
Great. You're going to be back soon.
Yeah, I hope so. Get to talk about other things.
You come up. Right.
I don't know which one to talk about.
Chapter one.
We don't either.
Yeah, but I know. We're like, so much.
Is this going to be like a whole season series?
I could have a series.
Yes. This is the Kristen series.
Let's really.
We're dialing in the Kristen again. Yes. Okay, here's where we are,
guys. Dialing in.
I have a lot of wealth of knowledge in this body.
You do.
Mm-hmm. You do.
I mean, we're just getting started.
Yeah.
Just scratching the surface.
So I'm happy to meet all the Zen friends.
That was so fun chatting with Kristen.
That was just fun chatting with Kristen. She's just a delightful little nugget.
I'm glad we had some special time with her in the Chi-town.
It was. It was so nice. And it's just always good to connect with girls. You know, you have to get your female energy, like it needs to be released with females and it needs to be replenished with females.
It was kind of crazy that we were able to align the schedules the way that, because summer is so crazy. Well, all times of the year are crazy, and being a mom and owning businesses and all the things that she has going on in her life, I was pretty amazed that she was like, yes, I can do it.
Because it was on a whim. It was like less than like a 3-week, like, want to put this together? What do you think? She's like, done. I'm like, are you sure? She's like, no, whatever it is, I'll make it work. I'm like, all right. I like the commitment out of this one.
She has a good support system, too.
She does. She does.
But did you ever notice if you ask something, like, way in advance, so say, like, 3 or 4 months, sometimes you make up excuses why you can't go, but if it's on a whim and you're, like, you're adjusting where your mood is, you're like, you know what, I need that.
Yes.
Sometimes the whims are when you get the most yeses.
It's, for our family, it's really hard to make, like, extended plans like that far in advance because my husband's schedule is very sporadic and there are things that he just can't say no to, like with work. And so, I mean, I get it. Like, we live in the spontaneous of like, yep, we can pack back tomorrow and we're going to head on out. But you ask us a year in advance and it's like, I don't know. I don't know if we can commit to
that's
that.
That's why you're my people. Right. I'm so last minute. And I love that about me and you because we're like, okay. All right.
Let's
try to make it work. But I get nervous when I book a plan that far in advance. Like, I'm like, something's going to fuck up.
Right.
I'm probably going to get pregnant. I'm not. Right. But, like, I mean, like, that's just something that I'm like, well.
That life sees your plans. Like, it's funny. It's cute. Hold that thought. let me throw this wrench in it real quick.
Yeah. Well, going back to female relationships, it is so important to have them.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were talking and thinking about these, I never really thought about how they have changed my life so much, especially in the recent years. It is amazing to see, like, the evolution of a female relationship and what it brings to your life and the importance. Mm-hmm. Because it's great to have a husband or a counterpart or someone who you love and share life with. But also, you need that bond that a female brings you, because you need that person who goes through shit like you.
Yeah, that when you fly off the handle about the dumbest shit, i.e. not being able to put toilet paper on a toilet paper roll, your female friends are like, I get you, because I too fly off the handle over dumb shit, and now we don't feel like we are alone in the crazy land together. You've got a partner. You're like, here we go.
And you can talk about, like, weird stuff about the shape of your nipples or the stuff that happens to your vagina.
Yes.
And females just get it.
They get it.
And even if they don't quite get that struggle, they've been in some other struggle similar to it.
Right. I mean, because we all want to know why the weird shit's happening to our body, especially as we get older. I'm like, why does it get so shifty? Like, what is happening in these little places that all of a sudden it's like, yes. Let's put more hair here than you've ever had in your whole life. Have you? Okay, I don't know about you, but like I have recently, this is super embarrassing. I was at a stoplight and I was wearing shorts and I looked down and I was like, oh, look at that. And it was like a little like ingrown hair, but it was further down my leg.
Probably like 8 inches away from your bikini line.
Right. And I was like, huh, that looks like a pube, but like on my lower inner thigh. Why is it here? So I'm, you know, trying, because I'm a picker.
by nature, pick everything. So I'm picking at it. Don't notice that the light
totally would have
totally turned green. I'm getting honked at. Some lady, like, pulls up beside me, side's eye, and I'm like, sorry, I'm squeezing, sorry.
Important.
I'm like, oops.
There's things that need to happen
There's
here.
There's things that need to happen. So I was like, you know, I'm not embarrassed. Mm-mm. I mean, it was the first time I'd ever gotten called out by somebody, been like, what are you doing? I'm like, picking a pew. What are you doing? You know, like, but then it made me question. I'm like, why is my hair growing so far down my leg? I don't understand.
I think the ankle hair is the longest growing hair. Or maybe I just miss it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need glasses. Maybe I need LASIK.
Ankle hair, huh?
Why is the ankle hair always the ones you miss?
Is it by, like, your Achilles? Like, yes. Down that? Yes.
I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm doing something, and I'm like, oh.
You can wrap it around, make it an anklet.
That's disgusting. What is so that? Only females understand the weird hair mm-hmm. and the weird things.
Right.
And you can just kind of, like, let go around.
Yes.
And they just totally understand your struggle.
Right.
And we talked about that with Kristen, but just taking down that vulnerability and or being more vulnerable, it's just been such an addition in my life.
Yes.
Even when you talk to your counterpart, husband or partner, that it's they don't always understand.
Yes.
And they try to offer solutions.
Where you just need them to just quietly listen and just nod. Or say, honey, can I get you something else to drink? Or you know, just acknowledge that we've had the conversation.
That sucks. Or, oh.
But, yeah. It's, mm-hmm.
Or you handled that well. Or just don't say something. Don't try to fix it.
Don't try to fix it. Yeah. I know. It's sweet that they offer. I do think it comes from a very endearing and loving place. But sometimes I'm like, I appreciate that. And I've done the obvious thing that you're obviously pointing out. And that didn't work. So. Mm-hmm. This is why I'm coming to you and venting about said problem that said solution didn't work for. But, okay, cool.
Yeah. Shh. That's why we're different. And that's why relationships are different. Everybody knows how men, when they hang out, they're, like, always doing something, like golf, tennis,
mm-hmm.
maybe grilling a steak, talking about meat. I don't know. I'm just visioning these things.
No, it's true.
It's like a Home Depot commercial.
It is true. I mean, because it used, like poker games or, like, oh, I'm going to go. Like, maybe they're going to even just watch a game on TV. You don't just be like, hey, I'm going to go over to Chuck's house and have a beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's always something. Yeah.
It's a bonding ritual.
Right.
Not throwing shade at that.
Oh, no.
However you bond is how you bond.
Right.
Yeah. But it's just different for men and for women.
Yeah. I've never thought about that until you said
women
that.
Can just sit in, like, a closet.
Yeah.
And turn on a microphone.
For hours. And just talk.
Exactly. But through my little dive into this topic, even with social things that are coming up, like with the Me Too movement and with Time's Up, I love that it's happened, but think about all the women that had to rise together and stand close to each other and come together. That would have probably never happened if it wasn't a rallying effort.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it wouldn't have happened.
It wouldn't have. No. Right. Yeah. We talk about this often where, I mean, it's not just for women, but, I mean, minorities who have gone through the same thing where it's not that we weren't given a chance before now to expand and be who we are meant to be. We've always been repressed. And it's always like, nope, not your turn. And it just takes that culmination of, like, you know what? It is our turn and we're doing it now. I mean, and I love that. I love that there are anybody who's ever felt like they haven't had a seat at the table or a voice loud enough to share, like, now is the time where you can feel accepted enough to do it. And you have the courage because you know there's support behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. And there's, I mean, females are who blaze that path. I love that.
Me too.
Yeah.
And even, like, I love how it's reflected in a lot of, like, the television.
Oh,
more
yeah.
More so now, especially on Netflix mm-hmm. and how they're pushing, and even HBO is trickling into it a little bit
more.
And
even some cartoons. Like, cartoons? I feel like our kids are watching things now that I'm like, I love that you're getting exposed to that. This is fantastic.
Yeah, because you don't always have to have the conversation. If they're just getting introduced,
mm-hmm.
they can start something, just a mindset.
Right.
I agree with that. I was watching this really good movie last night, and I stayed up way too late watching this. And it's called Someone Great. Have you seen this?
Mm-mm.
It's on Netflix.
No.
So it's about three 29, almost 30-year-olds that are going through transitions in their lives. But it's a very diverse cast.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a fantastic movie. I highly recommend it. But it was about a lot of the girlfriendness. But I think in the past, I think it would have been like an all
white, blonde cast, mm-hmm. you know, but now I think it was so diverse. It was so great to see, like, different takes on stuff. I'm like, oh, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
So it was really funny. Highly recommend it. Hope you guys check it out because it's
what's it
really
called?
Good. Someone Great.
Someone Great. Mm-hmm. And it's on the Netflix?
On the Netflix. I call it the Netflix because that's what you do when you after you turn 30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Netflix.
Awesome. Cool. Well, this has been fun.
This has been fun. When are we going back to Chicago?
You know, I looked at the weather and summer is now in Chicago.
Damn it.
I know. Like, we were just there a weekend too late. Like, the sun's out, it's warm, my friends are on their rooftops. So I'm like, that's the trip we wanted to take.
And
it didn't happen. But it still was an amazing time.
It was. It was really fun. Can't wait to go back. Although, I will point this out, we did not step into one store.
Actually, Kristen and I, when you left, we went into Zara.
Oh, well, that's something.
And you know, we spent about 5 minutes, because it was on a Saturday and they were having a 30% off sale. The line to the dressing room was, I mean, at least 40 people deep.
No.
The line to check out, like, they had the stanchions, and people were, like, waiting in line. Like, Kristen and I, we walked in, we took the elevator up, and we took the elevator down, and we walked back out. And she was like, I told you we should have come on Thursday. I'm like, you're absolutely right. That's my fault. I was like, no, let's just keep going later.
It was ridiculous.
I mean, as Brittany would say, couldn't stir them with stick.
Couldn't stir them with stick.
Couldn't stir them with stick.
So, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but that was the only store outside of CVS or Walgreens or wherever we went to.
I loved it. I loved it. Got home and I was like, I didn't spend any money on, like, clothing or anything, but it was just all...
Just a neti pot.
Yeah. But it was all just delightful, experiences.
Yeah, it was so fun.
Isn't that what it's all about?
It is.
All right.
So great.
I'll have to stay there.
Thanks for sharing your time with us. Help keep the CZL momentum going by rating our podcast and writing a review.
If you love what you heard in today's episode, snap a screenshot and post it to your Instagram stories.
Don't forget to tag us.